All right. Again, my name is Yvonne Sambalin. I am the Director of Community Engagement here at CDPH. I'd like to also introduce Raed Mansour, who is our note taker. You can wave, Raed. He will be taking notes as individuals speak. I am going to put the Jamboard in the chat. You can click on the Jamboard. And if you have a hard time, please do not feel frustrated. We will be able to capture your information. That is what Raed is here for, to support in those that aren't able to actually access the Jamboard for whatever reason. But we do want to capture your information. So please feel free to put your information in the chat. I will also encourage that if you have a comment, you can also unmute yourself. I do not have to do that for you. You are not obviously held to an unmuted opportunity. But please, again, as a reminder, be mindful of everyone who is in the room and be thoughtful. And with that said, I'd like to remind everybody about the engagement norms that were discussed between Norma and Megan. Quickly, with a show of hands, do we all agree to the norms that we should follow? There's a raise hand button. Great.
I will say, Yvonne, it's the part of the agreement was, quote, the Vegas rule and confidentiality. Yes. And so I hope that's removed in the future, because that isn't the truth if we're recording it. And I also think that's just important to name.
Just so that you're aware, my understanding is that the recording will not show names. And so that is our intent. Hi, Mr. Davis. Okay, moving forward. We want to get started by asking if you're willing to share in your chat the responses to the following questions. How are you connected to the South Side of Chicago? If you could put that in the chat, we would appreciate it. You can also add, what are your hopes for this evening? So I'll just read the ones that I'm seeing pop up. Roberto says that he lives on the site, near the site, I'm sorry, near the site. Liliana is an East Side resident. Matt is a chaplain to the community Southeast Environmental Task Force. And Mitchell Joseph, you're an employee of RMG. And he is saying that he hopes that for the first time to be able to actually engage with some of those opposed to the business. Does anyone else want to say what their hopes are? Oh, here, Matt, thank you. Clean air and address the historic impacts of legacy and ongoing pollution, especially their impact on public health. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you all for answering this question. I really appreciate it. So I'm gonna, Liliana, the hope is to have a transparent and open conversation. Thank you, Liliana, I agree, thank you. Our first question we're gonna give each other 15 minutes to actually answer, which will probably leave us, because there's only seven of us in this, actually five of us, not including Raed and myself. So that leaves it for a little bit more time for you all to answer this question. I'm going to put the Jamboard on here because we'd like for you to respond to these questions on the Jamboard itself. So I'm putting the link.
I just did that, Yvonne. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. If you guys can click on the link, you'll see the first question. If you notice on the left-hand side, there are a few icons you can click into. The fourth one, that if you put your cursor over, it says sticky note. If you click on that, you'll see that you can actually put your comment on the sticky note. You can do whatever color makes you comfortable. And once you, I'm going to put a test so that you see what this looks like.
I'm going to share my screen so you can see.
Thank you.
See if that shows.
So I just put a test so that you could see what it would look like. I'm going to remove it because I really would like to make space for you all to make a comment. Okay. So our first question, we have 15 minutes to go around the room to answer. Number one, benefits. Based on what you have heard thus far, please share some of the potential benefits of this proposal on you and your community. Who specifically benefits? Go ahead and use the sticky. And if you do not have access to the sticky, please, I'm sorry, to the Jamboard, please let us know and we will put the information on there for you.
Hey, Yvonne, the sticky isn't working for me. I can't actually type anything in there.
That's okay. If you can't type on your sticky, would you like to tell me what it is and I can do the sticky for you?
Sure.
Yeah, I can type it too.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I feel that that other companies that are looking to abuse the city permitting procedures would benefit if this permit is allowed. And that's because specifically RMG owns multiple sites on the property, and each has its own separate permits that they apply for. Whereas if RMG as a whole would apply for that permit, they would not be able to comply with the rules, if you will.
I'm sorry, who was that speaking? I couldn't see as the screen's being shared.
It's Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mitchell Joseph. As I said, I'm an employee of the company. And my question in response to your statement, Robert, would be, what are you basing that statement on, that RMG's companies as a whole would not be in compliance? Because I would tell you that it is not true. Our other companies are all properly permitted as they have been for multiple decades that they've been in operation. And Southside Recycling obviously will not be operating until it is properly permitted as well. There has been no indication from any regulator that even if they were to be compliant, that they would.
Mitchell, I'm sorry. I think you misunderstand what I said. And that's okay. It's fine. Let me reiterate what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that RMG has multiple sites, and each of the sites has its own separate permits that they apply for. However, cumulatively, if you take the combined total, if RMG applied as a single site, they likely would not be able to apply for the same permits.
Well, you've changed
currently
your statement.
Are able to receive.
You've now said likely not been able to. Before you were sure. Now let me ask.
I could be sure again. Do you want me to be sure?
Let me ask you this: when you say RMG has
Mitchell,
I'm sorry.
Mitchell, you're trying to argue.
It's a reminder to please be respectful and not speak over each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. But Mitchell, you know we could play on words here, but we're trying to discuss this as rational people. And I would appreciate if you talk to me and we discuss this based on the arguments and not trying to look for little semantics that you feel you can get away with, okay? Please understand, I live right by the facility that your company is looking to build. I have no problem with industry, okay? I'm very concerned because your company, again, owns several sites that they have near my home. Okay, now I am concerned because your company has demonstrated in its operations of a very similar shredder on the north side that they are incapable of doing so without explosions and without other issues happening, okay? So I have very, very real concerns. Now, I appreciate the fact that you're employed for them. I understand that. I'm not trying to affect your job at all, but please understand, my family lives here. I live here. Our health and our well-being is of concern. Our property values are of concern. So I understand, again, your employment, but please also understand my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
I asked Robert one more question because there was something that I'm unclear on that he was stating.
Okay, Mitchell, I'm going to ask because Matt has his hand raised. Okay. So I would like for Matt to go ahead and make his statement.
Thanks, Yvonne. And I appreciate Roberta's calm willingness to discuss this. And I share his concern for our community. I served at a parish for 3 years in Hegewisch, and now I serve as a community chaplain. And in every household which I was charged, there are family members or people in that household with some sort of disability, some sort of rare cancer, some sort of chronic health condition. And then I also noticed the impacts of the legacy of the steel industry and the ongoing pollution. And so the conversation about compliance with EPA permitting, although important, falls short of measuring the health impact because that we are talking about cumulative impacts of legacy pollution. Because Mitchell, I don't know if you know this or you live in the neighborhood, but much of the neighborhood was built on wetlands that was filled with steel slag before the industry was regulated. And so when I ask who does this benefit, to bring it back to this conversation, I think it fundamentally benefits the people who own the most shares and make the most money at RMG General Iron. It benefits the owners of the steel industry and their shareholders. And it benefits pharmaceutical companies who make money off of asthma medication and COPD medication. And so I'd invite Mitchell to take, if you're not from the community, I invite you to take a less defensive stance and really hear out people's concerns, because people in our neighborhood share concerns with me all the time about their health. And I believe them and I take them seriously.
Thank you for your statement, Matt. Mitchell, would you like to say something now? You're on mute if you're speaking.
Thank you. I forgot I had done that. Matt, I think I would say that I am here
figuring things out.
And I have obviously followed this story and read your concerns and others' concerns. What I think the problem is that we as RMG and Southside Recycling are being unfairly grouped with the legacy pollution. I'm very aware that the Southeast Side had many steel mills dating back to the 1800s.
RMG has violated the EPA at your Northside facility multiple times. I believe RMG had purchased General Iron from the Labcon family, I believe there was a settlement of around $500,000 with the EPA that was released with a consent decree sometime of summer or spring this year. So to clarify, there have been EPA violations. It may not have had a huge impact on public health, but please don't misrepresent these allegations as there were some.
Matt, I appreciate you interrupting me. Thank you. It's nice when the rules apply to just you guys and not me when I get to speak. Going back to what I said, I'm well aware that steel mills have a 100-plus-year legacy on the southeast side of Chicago. We operate on former steel mill land that, were we not operating there, had we not invested millions and millions of dollars over decades in that area, it would be left most likely as a Superfund site that needs to be cleaned up. Instead, that was done by us, and it's now being put to productive use in recycling, which I would hope we can all agree is a worthwhile pursuit that protects the Earth's natural resources and reduces energy consumption and reduces pollution by reducing the consumption of energy for mining and steel making by using those recycled commodities rather than virgin materials from the earth. So I'm well aware of the steel mill legacy. And of course, in the 1800s, there wasn't much regulation of the steel mills. It was the 1800s. The thing is now is that industry, including ours, operates under pretty strict regulations. I mean, the city's new large recycling facility rules, which are the ones we are applying for a permit under, are some of, if not the strictest regulations on an operation of this kind in the nation. I mean, you can go compare to anywhere, including California, which, you know, I think we all understand what that means. And it compares pretty tightly, the Chicago rules. RMG and Southside Recycling, our permit application has met and surpassed everything in those rules. That is not, you know, in contention here. The city has not said that we have not met those. They have instead, you know, asked the EPA for cover, which has led us to this.
First, Mitchell, I want to apologize if you felt like you were slighted and that the rules didn't apply to you. It was truly not my intent. But as a reminder, I'm going to say it again. Please raise your hand when you want to speak, and please allow the person to finish their comment. Someone had their hand raised. I don't know if you lowered it. Robert, you raised your hand. You can go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah, I had raised it, but I think, you know, in interest of time, I'm ready for the next question. So,
okay. We have 2 minutes left with this question. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Thank you, Robert. Okay. Then in the interest of time, I'm sorry.
Can I also add, just I'm taking notes on these sticky pads. If I misrepresented anything that was said, just let me know. I'm just trying to capture the discussion.
Thank you, Ryan. LC Davis, Mr. Davis, you have your hand raised. Is it based on this question?
No, it's based on the question just of, I am an employee of General Iron, and I've been with the company for a while. And but I was moving south to the south side. I'm still with the company, and I think that we help the community. That's all we do as far as recycling. That's what we do. We recycle, and we help. I mean, we carry on. So I'm sitting here listening to you all, and concerning being in the business of recycling, I think that it's a help to me as well as my family, and I want to continue going, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Mr. Davis. Roberto, you have your hand up, and we will end with you on this question because we are low on time. Go ahead. Yeah.
So in response to Mitchell, listen, man, I get it. Like, I get it. You know, a job is, you know, we all need work, man. And I don't think, like, I'm trying to argue against that, but you have to understand, this is where I live, right? And you have all these polluting facilities that are one on top of the other. And with this permit specifically, this permit allows companies, if this permit is allowed, other companies can sit there and repeat what RMG is doing anytime they want to increase the amount of pollution that they want to have in my area that my family has to breathe. Okay. So again, man, I'm not trying to take away from your work, but you got to also understand, you know, this is our lives, you know, this is my children's lives. This is, you know, the things that we have to deal with. Right. And again, I'm not opposed to industry, but you also got to understand, we got plenty of land in the area. I mean, we got the old USX site. We got, you know, there's places in Northwest Indiana that are pretty deserted. places in the South Suburb. This is not the only place they could have built this. So there was a specific decision that they made to try to increase their profits where they wanted to build right next to their other facilities. Now, again, going back to my initial concern with the city permitting process as a whole, is that this company, had they applied for that permit under one single company, they would have had to met more stringent regulations because a lot more pollution would have been coming from that single company. However, they have divided the pollution between multiple companies, each getting its own permit. And that, my friend, is not fair. That's not right. This single company is going to be emitting way more than a lot of other companies that would have applied by the rules for a single entity, because they've divided it amongst four different entities.
Roberto, I'm gonna have to ask you to end there, because we really need to get to the next question. If we have more time at the end, you can continue your statement. I apologize for cutting you off. That's Mitchell, okay. If you could hold your question, we're gonna move on to the next.
But I would like to respond to that at some point, because I think it's a vast misrepresentation. Thank you.
You, Mitchell, you are also welcome to put it in the chat, and we will make sure that it gets on the city board, because it will be noted. Thank you. Next question. I need you to change it. Thank you. Burdens. Based on what you have heard thus far, please share some of the potential burdens of this proposal on you and your community. Who specifically is burdened? Again, if you can use the Jamboard, if not, you can also use the chat. I will also open it up for a statement. Mitchell, would you like to make a statement? Your hand is still up, or is your hand up from the last question? You
put it down. That was the last one.
Okay, thank you. So if you're able to use the Jamboard, if not, feel free to speak, and Riad will write the information on the sticky on your behalf. Go ahead, Matt.
Great. I think the conversation around burdens and I think the greater conversation around legacy pollution and cumulative impacts of ongoing pollution, because there are over 100 industries with IEPA permits to emit, which is one of the permits that RMG has. And the large recycling facility permit, I believe, to the best of my knowledge, they say that their estimates have 30 micrograms per liter of particulate matter, 10 per year on an annual average. The annual average in that own application at the PM10 sensor at George Washington High School is already 77 micrograms per cubic meter. 77 micrograms per cubic meter is over, I believe in an annual standard, is 25 above the World Health Organization standards. Now, the United States doesn't adhere to the World Health Organization standards, and we only have a 24-hour average threshold, which is 150 micrograms per liter squared. And so that threshold is the only countries with thresholds that high are China and Russia. And so when we talk about environmental standards, European Union nations like Bulgaria have stricter PM10 regulations. Now, because that level is already so high and indicated as dangerous by public health scholars, the World Health Organization, and other regulatory agencies, any increase in particulate matter exposure has increased health risks. And so when it's already a lot of a bad thing, far more than I imagine in many communities in the United States, especially majority white communities, and especially communities with a median household income of over $100,000. But this is all to say that that's not the reality on the Southeast side. And what people are saying is no more pollution. And 30 micrograms per liter is more pollution and will exacerbate existing health conditions. And so, yes, I agree, recycling is important and that we need to reuse these metals. But what we're also saying is no more in this community, because there is already enough and we cannot continue putting more particulate matter into the air. So the burden would be increased health impacts on already existing health problems in the community. So it has a huge impact on public health. But I think all of those details are really important too for this conversation, because sometimes we get lost in the wonky terms, as I do, but that's how the application looks.
Matt, Liliana is asking that you slow down a little bit in your speaking, and also for the sake of trying to capture your information, I'm asking that everyone kind of remember that. Okay. Mitchell, you have your hand raised. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Was that a mistake, Mitchell? You're on mute.
Yep. Sorry. I did that again. Matt, I'm actually going to agree with you that the Southeast side is overburdened and has been overburdened. Here is where we depart from one another. Obviously, there's been a well-documented history of pollution and environmental issues on the Southeast side. You have the pet coke issue, you have the manganese leaching, you have the history of early steel mills that were heavy emitters. The difference is that, again, we as Southside Recycling are subject to the most stringent set of regulations that this country has on this type of operation. And our application has met and exceeded all of them. So while I understand you saying no more pollution, why is the target then not the currently existing businesses who are causing the current emissions of particulate matter, rather than the new business, which has been subject to and has an application that exceeds? And if we are in operation and are unable to meet those standards, we will be shut down immediately because there is 24/7 air monitoring on our site. Why is that the target rather than the companies currently operating who have created the current conditions? And I will point out, you know, you could easily turn that around and say, well, RMG's been operating there for a number of decades. That's absolutely true. That being said, all of our existing businesses, as I pointed out earlier in response to Robert's statement, are properly permitted and have never been the target of any of these past actions by the community. We're not involved in pet coke processing. We're not involved in manganese processing. None of the other things that the Southeast side has been overburdened with historically connect to RMG's recycling businesses.
Thank you, Mitchell. Roberto, you have your hand is up.
Yeah. I think that the issue though is that RMG operates multiple entities. And again, I'm not opposed to industry. However, I think RMG has demonstrated a history through its operations of General Iron that it is not a responsible party. I mean, we can see the violations that occurred on the north side. And there are multiple emissions that will come from this site that, as Matt has been saying, contribute to the cumulative impact of hazards that we have to suffer through. Now, there's a number of issues, again, specifically with what is going on in terms of the permitting process that I hope that the city is going to consider. RMG has had multiple violations within the past years that have demonstrated that, especially when it comes to the shredder, which is a new venture for it, has demonstrated issues. It has demonstrated, you know, the explosion on the north side. How can we forget that? Now, the city rules specifically state that if a facility, if the applicant or any officer of the applicant or any persons having control of applicant or any of its operations has within the past 3 years violated any federal, state, or local laws, regulations, standards, permit conditions, or ordinances in the operation of any junk facility, recycling facility, or any other type of waste or recyclable materials handling facility or site, including but not limited to the operation of a junk recycling or waste handling facility without required permits, that the city can refuse and deny the permits. And again, this is under the Chicago publication titled Recycling Permits 2112 and 114. So on page 3 of the publication, section 4, it discusses exactly what I just mentioned. RMG has demonstrated that they are not responsible owners of such a facility. And I do not want this by my home because, again, it impacts our property values. It impacts our livelihoods. It impacts our lives, our health, the health of our children and our families. And this is what I am concerned about.
Roberto, thank you very much. I'm going to ask that Mitchell, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes. So Robert, do you prefer Robert or Roberto? I'm sorry.
Either or is fine, Mitchell.
Okay, thank you. So I believe what you're referring to was the settlement of prior violations on the north side. Is that correct? There was an EPA, I'm blanking on the exact term off the top.
Mitchell. Why are we gonna try to
Roberto, let Mitchell help? Roberto, please let Mitchell.
I'm sorry, finish. He asked me a question. He just asked me a question.
That's fine. What happened on the north side? There were violations, but there's a reason that there's a process that the United States Environmental Protection Agency, there's a process by which they administer and resolve violations. Sometimes it does involve paying fines, but it also involves remediation and correction actions. That's what occurred on the north side. And furthermore, the equipment that was on the north side that will be that has been transferred to the south side has been tested and approved in EPA supervised tests to control and capture 99% of the emissions from the shredding process, which is well in excess of what the required standard is, which I believe is 81%. So the EPA itself, the United States EPA itself, has said this equipment works as it should. And again, I understand what you are pointing out, that there were issues on the north side. They were resolved and they do not apply. Clearly, you've cited chapter and verse from the large recycling facility permit rules, but if the city were reading them and applying them in the same way that you were, I don't think we'd be sitting here still talking about this. I think this project would never have gotten to this point. So clearly, that's not the proper reading of it per the city who administers those rules.
Mitchell, I'm going to ask, we only have about a minute left. Roberto.
Thank you.
Second, and then I thank you for, I don't know who it was that pointed out that Liliana had not spoken. Liliana is writing notes, so she is making her point on the sticky notes. So thank you very much for the person who pointed that out. Roberto?
Okay, thank you. You know, Mitchell, you mentioned what the city had interpreted, and we wouldn't be right here again today if the city viewed that everything you were doing was on the up and up. Let's be real about this. I mean, you know, if we're talking real, I mean, if I go and I go and I build a house next to you and I go and I have an explosion like you all did on the north side, you're probably not gonna want me to be living next to you, man. And I don't care how much you sit there and say, oh, well, we're gonna fix this or we fix that. The point is you've already demonstrated what you will do with such a facility. Your actions spoke on behalf of what the company did. Now, the city has rules in place in the large facility recycling permit. And those rules specifically say that the city can deny a company in which people are currently employed and continue to work there if the company has similar violations. Now, it was your company's decision to go ahead and build that facility without getting all the required permits, without going and finalizing all the permits. That was their choice. It was nobody told them to do that, right? I mean, I'm not going to go, if I don't have a driver's license, go out and try to, you know, go buy something if I'm not permitted to do it before I actually get the permit. That was your company's choice to do that, man. Now, again, that being said, the city has rules in place for reasons, which you just mentioned. Part of those reasons are to ensure that companies that have demonstrated their inability and unwillingness to abide by certain rules and regulations can be denied. Now, your company has violated on multiple occasions the responsibility that was entrusted to it when it took over the General Iron operations from the Lakota family or whoever Matt mentioned that you purchased it from. You've already demonstrated it, man. You guys had your chance. You guys went, you did it. You had explosions, you had continuous violations. Now you're coming by my house and you're saying, oh, we're going to build this thing and trust us now, even though we've already failed on multiple occasions, trust us now that everything's going to be okay. And we have to sit here and worry about the health of our families, our property values, and our well-being for what? What are we getting out of it? We're not getting nothing, man. So, you know, I really hope that the city takes these considerations and follows its own rules, its own guidelines, and denies this permit, because you're putting our lives at risk. You know, Matt's been sitting here and he's been telling you about rules with the EPA, the issues and concerns. According to the World Health Organization and the EPA, the particulate matter limits that are currently used by the US EPA are well above what they should be set to. And the Biden administration is currently reconsidering setting those rules to lower levels to be in compliance with the rest of the world.
Robert, I apologize for cutting you off. We're beyond our time. Ahead.
Thank you so much. All right. I'm done. Thank you.
Mitchell, I'm going to have you hold. I apologize. We need to move on to the next question. I'm also noting that I'm not hearing from LC Davis. Mr. Davis, if you'd like to respond to anything, please do so now so that we can move on to the next question. Do you have any comments, Mr. Davis? You're on mute if you're speaking. I can't hear you. Okay. We're going to move on to the next question. This is part of the lived experience question. Is there anything else that you want people who are working on this proposal to know or think about based on your experience as a community member? Mr. Davis, would you like to speak on this question? Thank you for the person who's assisting him. The question is based on lived experience. Is there anything else that you want people who are working on this proposal to know or think about based on your experience as a community member? Does Mr. Davis have a comment? Okay, I'll open it up to anyone else. Yes.
I just want to, I'm speaking for General Iron itself and RMG of us moving. And I heard people speaking on this living south illness towards General Iron and this, that, and the other, but I think they're just speaking because they don't want us. We have families, we have people that we have to support. So I think General Iron only helped me and my family. I know the community, well, y'all speaking of the community of the South, but thank you. And I hope that you will grant us our permit for RMG Southside. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. I'll go ahead and unmute you. Does anyone else have a comment on this question? Yes, ma'am.
I put it in the chat. I just as somebody who grew up working class with a single mom, I know that for her, this process would be incredibly frustrating to give feedback for this, given the fact that the meeting schedule has changed multiple times. I think it's really hard as somebody charged with the pastoral and spiritual care of this community to hear over and over again mothers crying, fearing for their children. I'm tired of being told by people who don't live in the community that the analysis says that the air quality is fine, but mothers cry that their children are sick, especially knowing that many of those women are survivors of violence. And what does it say when our city can't even listen to their concerns and follow the best practices for the health impact assessment? I think it's important to know that community members were willing to die to stop this to happen with a 30-day hunger strike. And for those, especially those who own RMG or who are upper management at RMG, it's important to understand how all of these impacts stack on top of each other. Being in an immigrant family and perhaps having to work more time because people who are undocumented are often underpaid. And how much cumulative burden that takes when you've got to take off work and you don't have paid vacation, but then you've got to go to the ER because your child has had an asthma attack. That in Chicago, the life expectancy gap between Lincoln Park and the southeast side of Chicago is 30 years. You say, don't blame us. But what I am saying is scientifically, if there is more particulate matter, there's a lower life expectancy. That is a demonstrable scientific fact. Moreover, I believe women when they say that they feel unsafe. And I believe it when I have suspect, it's suspect when the lived experiences of people living in this community do not reflect the data, especially when scientists have called the data that has been input into this process has been called deficient. And the UIC of School of Public Health and NRDC have put out a 30-page memo articulating all of the scientific deficiencies in that data. And the fact that this process seems to be rushed over the holiday season has caused a great amount of duress for people who are already stressed and working quite hard this season.
Thank you, Matt. Roberto?
All right. I just want to say this. You know, I was not too long ago, I was gentrified out of South Chicago because of all the new housing developments there in the city. Apparently isn't helping us in that regard. And I, you know, come to the east side thinking that, you know, things are going to be nice and better. But it seems like instead, you know, we're caught between the gentrification in South Chicago and the dirty industry that's all being piled up in one location on the east side. Now, my family, you know, the people I love and myself are the people that are being affected by this. And I think that, you know, if you're going to put our lives at risk, that you definitely need to do additional work on ensuring that safeguards are in place. Now, as I mentioned before, the Biden administration is looking at the levels of particulate matter. You know this, everybody pretty much knows this. And they are due to revise the levels that are set mid next year. So the city should be responsible for doing its due diligence to make sure that whatever decision it makes is not made before we get the final results of that assessment by the federal government. That being said, I think overall what we have seen is that RMG in its management of General Iron has shown that they are incapable or unwilling, or they were unwilling at least. Maybe they've changed their thoughts now. However, when General Iron was placed in their care on the north side, they have demonstrated their failures to properly protect area residents and to ensure that the facility was operating according to guidelines. Now, as I mentioned, according to the Chicago rules for a large recycling permit. I believe I mentioned what specific regulation that fell under. The city has a right to refuse the permit. It was RMG's decision to go ahead and build their facility before all the permits were guaranteed. They did not have to do that. They made that decision. It was a poor decision, just like the poor decision they made to let the facility on the north side deteriorate, explode, and all that other stuff. They've demonstrated their poor decision-making. It is not the city's responsibility to support that. The city's responsibility is to us, the residents of the Southeast Side, to ensure that industry that comes into our area not only is protecting the well-being of us and our families, but also is providing some realizable benefit to the people that live within the community, and that we are not harmed health-wise, we are not harmed economically, we are not displaced, and that things are done in a way that assists us in our ability to live our lives. This development is not that. The city has every right, based on regulations, based on city ordinance, to refuse this permit. And I strongly suggest that the city do so, particularly because of the company's demonstrated inability to manage this site in accordance with rules and regulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roberto. Go ahead, Mitchell, and we are going to end this particular question with you. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Thank you. Robert keeps returning to what went on the north side, and I sense that his statements that under RMG management there were violations refers to the explosion, which I'm not going to sit here and tell you it didn't happen. It happened. But his suggestion seems to be that occurred because we don't care, or we wanted that to occur for some reason that I can't figure out. I'm not quite sure in what world any business operator would want their equipment to explode, you know, imposing potential danger, which thankfully the city's various agencies said there was none after that explosion in Lincoln Park, and downtime and costly maintenance. What we did after that was we investigated with the supervision. In fact, the city investigated, and further safeguards were put in place, the same safeguards that have now been installed on the south side. So the continued harping on RMG's, sounds like wanton, you know, disregard for the rules. I'm just not sure the basis for that. And if you're talking about the explosion, I find it somewhat absurd to suggest that was some sort of intentional act.
Mitchell, I'm going to have to stop you there because we have less time for our last question. We really want to get to our last question. So I'm going to ask you to hold off. Please make more comments on your chat, and we will make sure they get on the board. If we can move to the last question, Rad. So our last question for the evening is, looking forward, beyond the permit decision, what should we be aware of as we embark on other policy or process change initiatives? Do you have any specific recommendations? Who would like to raise your hand first? Go ahead, Roberto.
I think that the city needs to reevaluate the permits, specifically the permitting process, specifically because if the city allows this RMG permit to go through, basically what they are saying is that other companies can be allowed to basically outsource additional pollution two subsidiaries that they manage. Again, as I mentioned before, RMG operates multiple companies on the same site that are each involved in different aspects of the similar process. That being the case, if the city allows this permit to go through, it is essentially saying that other companies, such as Ford, for example, can easily go, and if they want to, you know, increase their allowable pollution, they don't have to apply for more stringent EPA or other permits. All they have to do is essentially create a small subsidiary and go and basically outsource the pollution to those companies. So I think the city really needs to look and evaluate their permitting process when it comes to the cumulative impact that is allowed under the permits to be emitted by a single entity, a single company, regardless of, you know, again, RMG is a management firm. They manage multiple subsidiaries. And I don't think that that's right. I think that the city, again, really needs to evaluate that impact, and particularly the impact that the decision will allow in those specific cases. So beyond this specific permit, I think that this process as a whole needs to be reevaluated. The city has provided some avenue for community dialogue, but I think that there needs to be also a better demonstration that the suggestions, recommendations, and other things by community members is actually taken seriously. I have, as of yet, I have not really heard, if any, community residents that are sitting here saying that they really support this development. So the city has every right to refuse this permit. If the city goes ahead and allows this permit, I think you're sending us a message that our voices really have no impact on your decision making. So beyond this specific permit decision, have several other recommendations, but I don't want to hog the floor here, so I'll let other people speak on this.
Okay, we need to get back at 7:12. We have 3 minutes left. Is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment about specific recommendations? Go ahead, Matt.
I recommend, I implore, dare I say, order in the name of God that the city deny the permit. It will have an adverse effect on public health in an already overburdened community. The city, regardless of what the city and RMG have done or decided, the city needs to listen to the people and the residents of the community and their serious concerns about public health, as well as the public health community's insistence that the permit be denied based on data. Moreover, based on the authority of the public health commissioner to act in the best interests of the public and protect public health. Why have a permitting process if you're going to give the permit anyway? The city must deny the permit.
Thank you, Matt. They're getting ready to move us into the main room. Are there any last thoughts?
Yeah, if I have 30 seconds or so.
30 seconds, Mitchell, go for it.
The city has laws and regulations, and those are what govern here. I understand that you guys view them as not protective of public health. Totally understand that. And I will fight to the death for your right to petition your lawmakers to change them. That being said, the laws exist as they are written. And what the city is doing right now is wantonly ignoring their own laws and regulations. So.
Thank you, Mitchell. If you could see what I see on my screen, we have 37 seconds. Does anyone else have another comment?
Clarify, the law that we're saying is the Fair Housing Act and the Civil Rights Act, and the city has an obligation, a statutory obligation under Title VI and Title VIII of the House to advance fair housing and integration, and not further perpetuate segregation by relocating all of the industry from the North Branch Industrial Corridor to the south and west sides of the city in communities of color.
Thank you, Matt. All right, we have 10 seconds.
I also say that under the city's own recycling facility permits under 2112 and 114, page